Hi, this is Lou Rockwell, and I was just on RT, and I thought you'd like hearing it.
Well, let's get some insight on this and talk to Lou Rockwell, who joins us. He is the chairman of the Ludwig von Mises Institute, and he has written extensively on relations between the US and Iran. Good evening to you. Now, could all these moves mean that the US sanctions actually did their job?
Well, what is their job? The attempt to starve the Iranian people, to punish the Iranian people financially, economically, medically, in every possible way in order to try to pressure the government. These are acts of war. They're attacks on the civilian population. And they're terrible. And this most recent act of theft in stealing this large Fifth Avenue office building is just the latest act of aggression by the U.S. But I think that there is less chance of a war today because the American people are sick of these wars. They prevented the U.S. government from, at least so far, from bombing Syria, although the U.S., of course, sent in all these jihadists to attack the Syrians, the Syrian government. But I think there's less chance. So I think maybe, especially if Mr. Putin goes to Iran and comes up with a plan, as he did in Syria, to look over the Iranian nuclear program. And of course, they're not allowed to have nuclear bombs, unlike Israel, which has got hundreds of them. Nobody ever talks about that. But still, I think Iran should cooperate with Russia.
And if I could just jump in, do you think it's possible that the U.S. will eventually back down then on Iran's atomic program, as long as it is peaceful, of course?
Yes, I think so. Not that they would love to bomb, and they would love to murder probably everybody in Iran. This is, of course, the U.S. empire happily kills people, a million people just in Iraq. So they have no compunction about this. But politically, another war, especially with a country the size of Iran, is much more difficult for the U.S. regime. So I think, therefore, yeah, there's much less chance of a war. And again, if Mr. Putin can come up with an arrangement for international inspections of their, what my guess is, peaceful atomic program. If it's not peaceful, it's because, of course, they're afraid of the U.S. and Israel.
If I might just move on just slightly again, what is interesting here is that Ahmadinejad had been insisting, hadn't he, for quite some time that Iran was not going to create a nuclear bomb. Now that Rouhani has said it and made a similar promise, everybody seems to be listening, don't they? Why the difference?
Well, I don't know. There's also a recent statement from the chief religious figure in Iran saying that it would be immoral and indeed sinful to be producing these kinds of weapons, since, of course, they are aimed at killing large numbers of civilians. That's what these atomic weapons, when the U.S. used them in World War II, or might use them again, they're designed to destroy cities. So they are inherently immoral. They should never be used, should never have been used. And the Iranian religious leader is right to have made this point. So yes, I think there's a peace train, if we can quote that song, moving. And it's very much upsetting the American government, but they can't actually go against the will of the American people. American people are sick of these wars, probably not as sick as they ought to be from the standpoint of the people being attacked. But the U.S. should get out of Iraq, get out of Afghanistan, not bomb Syria.
We understand your point. We have run out of time, I'm afraid, but thank you for giving your opinion here on
RT.
That's Lou Rockwell, chairman of the Ludwig von Mises Institute.
Sir, we just wanted to record one more question.
Sure.
Is it okay? Yeah. So basically, Iranian people hope that this expected meeting between Obama and Rouhani will finally pave way to the U.S. relaxing their sanctions. What do you expect to come out of this meeting, if it happens, of course?
I don't expect that to happen. However, I think a meeting between Mr. Putin and Mr. Rouhani might lead to to a very good development. I think the U.S. is not going to loosen the vise of its sanctions against the Iranian people until it's forced to, and that's a ways down the road. Most Americans are not even aware of these killer sanctions. That'll be the last thing that will happen. The sanctions will come off. But just to avoid a war is a magnificent thing. Even though the sanctions may take a while to come off, the sanctions are wrong. Again, they're aimed at civilians. They're aimed at punishing civilians, sickening them, impoverishing them as a way to try to influence the Iranian government. They've never worked, by the way. There's never a case in which sanctions have worked because sanctions tend to strengthen the local government because people see themselves as under attack by foreigners. So they actually strengthen Saddam Hussein, for example, while causing Madeleine Albright famously said she thought it was worth it that the U.S. had killed 500,000 Iraqi children because of its sanctions on medicines and baby food and such things. So I wish to goodness the sanctions were going to be removed today. I think it's going to be some time. But if we can avoid a war, how magnificent is that?
Okay, thank you very much for coming on the program. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for listening to the Lou Rockwell Show today. Take a look at all the podcasts. There have been hundreds of them. There's a link on the LRC front page. Thank you.